What up? I'm Rock Harper. You're now listening to the Chef Rock Experiment, the podcast. Your journey to entertainment, empowerment, and education in the food business begins right now. Let's go. This episode of the Chef Rock Experiment, Shift Drink Edition, is brought to you by International Gourmet Foods. The mission at IGF is to cultivate an elevated, valuable relationship with their customers that is rich in quality products and real food knowledge. They believe that quality is not a luxury, but rather something they can provide every customer through their exceptional products and service. Visit IGF-INC.com for more information. That's IGF-INC.com. And be sure to tell them Chef Rock sent you.
My name is David Hanna. I work at Pendulum Fine Meats in Norfolk, Virginia, and I'm one of the cooks slash sausage maker there.
Okay. All right, David, we are live here at Shift Drink, Virginia Beach, Vibe Beach. Did they still call it that?
Yeah, they still call it Vibe Beach.
Okay, Vibe Beach, Virginia, here at Smart Mouth Brewing Company. And I'm glad that you were able to join me on the show. My man is going to hear this. I'm going to send it to him. He's all over the world, but you caught my eye because you got the True Cooks sweatshirt on. This is the, what's that? That's like the Reef.
Yeah, the Secrets to Success.
Secrets to Success sweatshirt. Yeah. I'll get a picture and send it to Chad. But that's no doubt. He's a really, really good guy. And you know, he's doing some great work. So welcome to the show. What do you think so far?
It's fun, man. I like little shows like this. You can see different products, what different companies have to offer. And then also it's a good networking with different people, you know, in the industry and stuff like that.
Yeah. You ever been to a nighttime show?
Nah, not like this is my first nighttime show. A lot of the ones I've been to have been during the day.
Yeah.
So it's like early, kind of like you're not that hungry. So you like eat a snack and a bunch of food. But this is pretty cool. Like it's late, kind of like after hours for the service industry and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a dope concept. Like it's new. It's like the fourth one for IGF. When you come in, like, what are you looking for? What are you doing? What's your process when you go in a food show?
First thing when I go in is kind of see like who's here as far as like company wise. So like, it's companies I know, you kind of want to just, if you see a rep, you know, say, hey, what's up? So you see them and then kind of see like, all right, I've never seen that before. Let me check that out. Or I've like seen that brand before. Let me try their product and then see if you can get any some free samples right now and then.
That's right. It's all about the samples.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's why they give you the bags. You need like four of those. Yeah. They should be bigger. Now what you're from Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Did you go to school? I went to school down here a long time ago when Johnson Wales was here. Is there a culinary school here anymore?
Yeah, they still have the CIV and on the old, it's called Culinary Institute of Virginia, in the old Johnson Wales location.
Okay.
I went to Norfolk State, got a degree in hospitality management, and I did my culinary at TCC in Norfolk.
That's what's up, Norfolk State. What are y'all again?
The Spartans.
Spartans, yeah. I got a lot of friends from Norfolk State. When did you go?
I graduated 2009.
Okay.
And graduated culinary school 2013.
So was the goal always to get in the kitchen?
I always had an interest in it, and I kind of just fell into it because I got good at it.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to like have my own business and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, what was your inspiration originally to get into the hospitality field?
Always had intrigue in cooking. Like, I just wanted to, like, creating things. I like the process and creating something with my hands and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, who is your, like, culinary inspiration?
As far as, like, chef idols, I mean, I like Marco Samson. I like his mindset as far as, like, how he sees things, as far as how he combines different food from different cultures. It's probably, like, my top one right there.
Marco Samson.
Yeah.
You been in spots?
Not yet. That's, like, on my goal to go to Harlem, go to the Red Rooster, and, like, truly get that whole experience.
Yeah, he's got he's got a spot in Bermuda, I think, too. Not that that's any freaking closer, but it might be actually. It's that way. So what kind of spot do you want to open up?
I'm not sure because I was partnering a restaurant that closed. So right now I just want to kind of just work where I'm at and kind of survey the scenery, see what I want. Like I have a small jam company I started. So I kind of want to eventually maybe just get like a small shop where I can produce jams doing that.
Jam?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Oh,
we got for those that we can't see, we got
jam company.
The sous chef wife is here. She like
jam company called Regular Chef Jams, and also working on the pop up called The Neighborhood, which is kind of like a nostalgic feel where I take like old like nostalgic feeling, like food, like sandwiches, snacks, good music, good vibes, to kind of do that. So I want to do events like that in different places.
Okay, and it's March 27th. Well, this is March 27th.
So I got one
pop. It's cool. Yeah. Hold on. What's your name?
You on now. Hello, everyone. My name is Crystal.
So tell us what you're trying to show.
So I was being a wifeager in the background, a wife manager, because my husband's very humble, so he's not going to hype himself up. But as he said, he's the owner of Regular Chef Jams. He's been doing that for four or five years. So we have that. Follow at Regular Chef Jams on Instagram.
And Facebook.
And then he has, outside of working at Pendulum, he has a couple of pop-ups coming up. And the theme of the pop-up is called The Neighborhood. And the first one is going to be March 27th from 4 to 9 at Commonwealth Brewery.
That's another brewery in Virginia Beach.
Another brewery, yeah. Even though we're at one
so
now.
So the concept behind it is, like, think of, like, your favorite neighborhood place that you would, like to hang out from, your like, your favorite TV show. And that's how, like, the vibe's going to be.
Ooh, dope. Okay.
Yeah.
How long is the
proper one
left?
This one at the brewery is going to be 4 to 9. I'll be serving different snacks. I have one at this location. Yeah, and I have one on April 13th, the Saturday, is one night from 4 to 10 at a venue called Enjoy, where we're going to do different artwork. It's going to be up, different lights. There'll be like a vintage arcade there, and we're serving good food, good music, good vibe.
That's what's up. IGF is proud to launch two new additions to the product family. Both lines, Meadows Pride Farm Lamb and Mancini Pasta, share a unifying theme of farmers working closely and respectfully with the land around them to produce the highest quality items. Despite the geographic distance, these producers share a common lifestyle of living amongst the fruits of their labor and being actively involved with the full life cycle of their products. Visit IGF-Inc.com for more information and make sure you tell them Chef Rock sent you.
Yep.
Thank you, wifeager. Yes, that's great. I think that's awesome, man. That's the future right now, right? Pop-ups for a number of reasons. And I think it's great that you're doing something and you're also being an entrepreneur, you know, getting your art out.
Yeah.
A friend of mine is, he tells me, bro, you got to die empty. Like, no matter what, that's your mission, is to get your art out. What inspired you to?
I guess I felt like certain restaurants I was at with different people where I couldn't truly express the vibe or experience I wanted to have. So it's with the pop-up, I'm like, this is what I truly want to express as far as like something fun, something just like relaxed and chill, nothing too crazy, like very casual. Like, I like casual dining, but you still can be very nice and technical with it.
Yeah.
I want something that like everyone can come to. Like, I don't like food being like a certain price point because you kind of discriminate against certain people.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Now, what's on the neighborhood concept? I love that. What was that? Is that you growing up and you wanted to replicate what your experiences were?
Kind of like different food that I like growing up, different food that I seen, and like I'm
like what? What's gonna be on the menu?
Like, my dad was from Philly, and like he always was gonna get cheesesteaks when I was little, so I did like a really good cheesesteak, like inspired by him. Like, okay. I like doing my own handcrafted, like grinding my own meat with different burgers and stuff like that, making my own sauces, pickles, bread, stuff like that.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Now, the place that closed down, if I could just pick your brain on that real quick, because I've had a few places closed down before, been at a couple places. How did that affect you?
I was in the rut a little bit because it kind of threw me off of how it happened. It was a bad partnership, but it kind of had me think about, all right, what do I want to do next going forward, where like I truly can be more control and truly have a say in it. So it just kind of gave me like the mindset, all right, well, I know what I don't want to have. So next time I do something, this is what it's truly going to be. So I can truly be happy and then truly be fulfilled with it.
Yeah, the resistance, like what you don't want leads you to what you do want.
Yeah.
How old are you, if I can ask?
32.
Yeah. So if somebody's listening and they're in a partnership that's not great right now, what words of advice would you have for them?
Honestly, I tell them to pray about it and probably just move on from it, because all it's going to do is like, it's going to eat at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to keep going somewhere and not be happy, because then the people around you are going to be affected by it, and that's going to mess with you mentally, and then your work's put out is going to be affected by it. So you got to just free yourself from that.
How did you get out of your rut? You said you were in a rut. How did you get out of it?
Honestly, being unemployed for a couple of months probably like gave me time to really think what I wanted.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, all right, with like you start a new job, you kind of got to work your way through it. Like, all right, let me just find the new normal. Find different inspirations, like making sausage handcrafted is kind of like a new inspiration, a new way of being creative. Like, I started drawing, it's a different way of being creative, and kind of just like letting somebody like my wife know, hey, I'm feeling this way about something. How do you, can you help me out? You know what I'm saying?
Talking about it.
Yeah.
Talking about it. Yeah, that's heavy. That's heavy, man. Yeah, not keeping it in, not letting it eat you
up.
Yeah. That's what's up. Well, good on you, brother. That is, I hope you just hit me with something. So I'm listening. I hope people that are listening, you know, as cooks, especially as men, we both black men. You black, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
I got, you know, everybody is not, if you can't see. Yeah, but, you know, it's just the way I grew up, and I'm pretty sure it's a similar experience. Like, we don't talk about stuff. We don't show emotion.
Nah, you're just supposed to just grind and keep going. And then sometimes you got to stop, like, all right, I need to, like, just let it go, let it out.
Right. Yeah, that's powerful, man. I'm glad you're in a good space and you can see the, you know, the sort of the silver lining.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's awesome. What's the future look like? Like, what's the, I know you're giving the sausage thing, but what's the future look like for Virginia Beach cuisine? Or what do you see it looking like?
To me, hopefully more like just small, like independent spots, kind of like creating their own little vibe and thing that can kind of be their own little institutions.
Yeah.
Because right to me, in Virginia Beach right now, we're getting a little too corporate, where you go places, just like a billboard of everything that you've seen before. Mm-hmm. And I would like more little small spots to pop up, like we have our own scene.
Mm-hmm. Now, finish your sentence for me. The restaurant industry needs... Take your time with it.
Honestly, we need to appreciate our workers more. Like, you always forget about the people at the top get all the credit, but you forget about the people who work and making things happen. Like, so the people at the top kind of appreciate your workers, whether it be like work hours, better work schedule, better pay, just a thank you, a pat on the back. That's all.
Yeah.
Because the people who work get feel appreciated, then like they'll work harder for you and they'll feel more fulfilled going to work.
How do you do that? I mean, aside from more money. How are ways to show your people that you appreciate
it? You just got to have like maybe like a boss that's more present and probably emotionally noticing what's going on instead of just away. Mm-hmm. And kind of maybe if you see somebody that's kind of shining, letting them shine a little bit and letting go, kind of like taking the ego out of it. Because at the end of the day, like, it's benefiting everybody. It benefits the restaurant. It benefits you. It benefits the employee.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. It's beautiful. It's a great way to end it. Presence. Yeah. Sound like a Super Soul conversation. Yeah. I see you doing great work. Congratulations. And I look forward to eating your food one day.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. As a company dedicated to diversity in both workforce and inventory, IGF strives to simplify the chaos of the food industry by bringing customers the products they need. Their passion is for superior ingredients and the best possible food experience from the warehouse to your clients. Visit igf-inc.com for more information. That's igf-inc.com. And make sure you tell them Chef Rock sent you. I'm Rock Harper. And you've been listening to the Chef Rock Experiment podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you've made it this far, take a moment to head on over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another episode of the Chef Rock Experiment, TCRX. Until then, thank you for listening.